Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Thank you for all those joining us here for Holy Mass, those listening through the radio or through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, my name is Father Mark Melezova. It's a great joy to celebrate this Holy Mass coming to you from the Chapel of the Nativity, located in beautiful Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to their parishes to attend Holy Mass, especially on the Lord's Day, for the Sunday obligation. And the Mass for today is for Monday of the third week of Lent. My soul is longing and yearning for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out to the living God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. The Lord be with you. Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy. You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. May your unfailing compassion, O Lord, cleanse and protect your church. And since without you she cannot stand secure, may she be always governed by your grace. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. A reading from the second book of Kings. Naaman, the army commander of the king of Aram, was highly esteemed and respected by his master, for through him the Lord had brought victory to Aram. But valiant as he was, the man was a leper. Now the Arameans had captured in a raid on the land of Israel a little girl who became the servant of Naaman's wife. If only my master would present himself to the prophet in Samaria, she said to her mistress, he would cure him of his leprosy. Naaman went and told his lord just what the slave girl from the land of Israel had said. Go, said the king of Aram, and I will send along a letter to the king of Israel. So Naaman set out, taking along 10 silver talents, 6,000 gold pieces, and 10 festal garments. To the king of Israel he brought the letter which read, with this letter I am sending my servant Naaman to you, that you may cure him of his leprosy. When he read the letter, the king of Israel tore his garments and exclaimed, am I a god with power over life and death, that this man should send someone to me to be cured of leprosy? Take note, you can see he is only looking for a quarrel with me. When Elisha, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had torn his garments, he sent word to the king, why have you torn your garments? Let him come to me and find out that there is a prophet in Israel. Naaman came with his horses and chariots and stopped at the door of Elisha's house. The prophet sent him the message, go and wash 7 times in the Jordan, and your flesh will heal, and you will be clean. But Naaman went away angry, saying, I thought that he would surely come out and stand there and to invoke the Lord his God, and would move his hand over the spot and thus cure the leprosy. Are not the rivers of Damascus, the Abana, and the Parphar better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be cleansed? With this he turned about in anger and left. But his servants came up and reasoned with him. My father, they said, if the prophet had told you to do something extraordinary, would you not have done it? All the more now, since he said to you, wash and be clean, should you do as he said. So Naaman went down and plunged into the Jordan 7 times at the word of the man of God. His flesh became again like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. He returned with his whole retinue to the man of God. On his arrival, he stood before him and said, Now I know that there is no God in all the earth except in Israel. The word of the Lord. A thirst is my soul for the living God. When shall I go and behold the face of God? A thirst is my soul for the living God. When shall I go and behold the face of God? As the hind longs for the running waters, so my soul longs for you, O God. A thirst is my soul for the living God. When shall I go and behold the face of God? A thirst is my soul for God, the living God. When shall I go and behold the face of God? A thirst is my soul for the living God. When shall I go and behold the face of God? Send forth your light and your fidelity. They shall lead me on and bring me to your holy mountain, to your dwelling place. A thirst is my soul for the living God. When shall I go and behold the face of God? Then will I go into the altar of God, the God of my gladness and joy. Then will I give you thanks upon the harp, O God, my God. A thirst is my soul for the living God. When shall I go and behold the face of God? Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. I hope in the Lord, I trust in his word. With him there is kindness and plenty, his redemption. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the people in the synagogue at Nazareth, "Amen, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own native place. Indeed, I tell you, there are many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the sky was closed for 3.5 years, and a severe famine spread over the entire land. It was to none of these that Elijah was sent, but only to a widow in Zarephath, in the land of Sidon. Again, there were many lepers in Israel during the time of Elisha the prophet, yet not one of them was cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian. When the people in the synagogue heard this, they were all filled with fury. They rose up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town had been built, to hurl him down headlong. But he passed through the midst of them and went away." The Gospel of the Lord. All of us, to a certain extent, have our own preconceived notions. When we see something, or perhaps we see someone, sometimes, I don't know, just maybe part of human nature, but whether it comes from experience or what we've seen in the past, whatever it might be, we sometimes just have those preconceived notions, and they sort of stick in their mind. I'm sure as I walked in today, everyone thought to themselves, oh great, the young, good-looking priest, right? Right? Okay, so people are laughing, which is good. For those listening on the radio, it's a joke, because it's not quite true, but, right? But we sometimes have these preconceived notions. Like I said, they're a part of us, but part of recognizing them is to prevent them from not from seeing what we're supposed to see. I think both of our readings say we see an instance of this, of preconceived notions getting in the way of God working. So starting with the first reading, as we heard from the second book of Kings, not to recount it, because of course it was a little bit of a longer passage, but here is Naaman, the preconceived notion. Where I came from, the waters are cleaner. The rivers are more pure. Why should I go here? They're better over there. And as we said, or as we heard, with this he turned about in anger and left. And so because of that preconceived notion, God wasn't able to work. He thought something else. He thought something better. And the Lord can't work. Now, thanks be to God for his servants there that came up and reasoned with him. Because as he went back, then it was changed. All right, I'll go, I'll take a look, and I'll see. And he was healed. And he was cleansed. And God was able to work. Now, in the gospel passage, this is what kind of made me think about all this. Right from the get-go, Jesus says to them, "Amen, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own native place." As I was reflecting upon this morning, that's where this all came from. Well, why is that the case? You think in some sense they would be overjoyed. Here it is. Here's one of us. But that's exactly why they don't believe. Well, he's just one of us. This preconceived notion, this is who this man was, this is who this woman was. So I knew him in this context. So if they come back in a different context, nope, that's not right. I've got this preconceived notion, this is who they are. And because of that, Jesus wasn't able to work. He wasn't able to do the healings I'm sure he had planned or the healings that needed to happen because of that preconceived notion. Part of just recognizing this, because we have them, part of recognizing them is to not fall into them, so as to not allow the Lord to work. Because I think the only preconceived notion we should really have when it comes to our Lord, when it comes to our faith, is this. Our God is so good. Our God is so good to us. Even when we turn away, even when we fail, he's still so good to us. In some sense, that's maybe the only acceptable preconceived notion. God is good. It's a good one to have because it's true. But then from there, we can sometimes think, oh, because he's good, he should do this, he should do this, he should do this. That's where we can get into trouble. If we recognize the Lord is good, then our eyes are open. Lord, show us your goodness. Really, even here, this doesn't look like it's good, but we trust still there. Because he is good. He gave us his son, Jesus. We're preparing for all this, not only that we receive Jesus, but everything is going to undergo for us, for our salvation. It's going to happen during the Triduum. And so we have this time of Lent to prepare. But every day is just a reminder. I think especially with the Holy Mass. How good is God that he gave us his son to walk among us, to live, to teach, to preach, to die so we could be saved. And the Mass is the reminder of that. And that same sacrifice on Calvary is once again made present on this altar in an unbloody way. The reminder of his goodness. And don't we need that? Don't we need to be reminded of that from time to time? Like I said, that's the only preconceived notion we should have. And if we have that, then we can just be open. Once again, Lord, show us your goodness. Make it known to us, because we know it's there. In a very big way, in a very big way, he's about to do that right now. As we turn to the liturgy of the Eucharist, to be reminded of that goodness, to be reminded of his love, and then to trust. So he can work in our lives, so he can work in our communities, so he can bring about his kingdom here on earth. And so, relying upon the goodness of our Heavenly Father, we present to him this day our prayers and our needs. For Pope Francis and his leadership of the Church, and for an increase in holy vocations to the priesthood and religious life, let us pray to the Lord. That all members of the Church will seek to faithfully follow the commandments of God and serve as joyful witnesses of Christ and his Church. Let us pray to the Lord. For the end to terrorism and violence, that those who perpetrate violence will be converted to the love and peace of Christ, we pray to the Lord. That traditional family life will regain its foundation for the sake of a healthy society that upholds and protects the dignity of life, we pray to the Lord. For those who are ill and those who are most susceptible to illness, as well as for hospital workers and other caregivers, that they may be protected from harm, we pray to the Lord. For all those who have died, and especially for the repose of the soul of Fred McNair, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord. For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord. And gracious God, look kindly upon these prayers presented to you this day. As we rely upon your goodness, as we rely upon you to sustain us in all that we do, we ask that you hear these prayers and grant them. If they be in accord with your most holy will, we make this prayer through Christ our Lord.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness you have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands will become for us the bread of life. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness you have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands will become our spiritual drink. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May what we offer you, O Lord, in token of our service, be transformed by you into the sacrament of salvation. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for you will that our self-denial should give you thanks. Humble our sinful pride, contribute to the feeding of the poor, and so help us imitate you in your kindness. And so we glorify you with countless angels, as with one voice of praise we acclaim. Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You, therefore, Almighty Father, we bless through Jesus Christ, your Son, who comes in your name. He himself is the word that brings salvation, the hand you extend to sinners, the way by which your peace is offered to us. When we ourselves had turned away from you on account of our sins, you brought us back to be reconciled, O Lord. So that converted at last to you, we might love one another through your Son, whom for our sake you handed over to death. And now, celebrating the reconciliation Christ has brought us, we entreat you, sanctify these gifts by the outpouring of your Spirit, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, whose command we fulfill when we celebrate these mysteries. For in about to give his life to set us free, as he reclined at supper, he himself took bread into his hands, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, on that same evening, he took the chalice of blessing in his hands, confessing your mercy, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free. Celebrating, therefore, the memorial of the death and resurrection of your Son, who left us as pledge of his love, we offer you, which you bestowed on us, the sacrifice of perfect reconciliation. Holy Father, we humbly beseech you to accept us also together with your Son, and in this saving banquet, graciously to endow us with his very Spirit, who takes away everything that estranges us from one another. May he make your church a sign of unity and an instrument of your peace among all people. And may he keep us in communion with Francis our Pope and David our Bishop and all the bishops and your entire people. Just as you have gathered us now at the table of your Son, so also bring us together with the glorious Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with your blessed apostles and all the saints, with our brothers and sisters, and those of every race and tongue who have died in your friendship. Bring us to share with them the unending banquet of unity in a new heaven and a new earth, where the fullness of your peace will shine forth in Christ Jesus, our Lord. through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. O praise the Lord, all you nations, for his merciful love towards us is great. For those watching or listening to this Holy Mass, we'll make an act of spiritual communion at this time. I wish, my Lord, to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints. Amen. Let us pray. May communion in this, your sacrament, we pray, O Lord, bring with it purification and the unity that is your gift, through Christ our Lord. Amen. We thank you for joining us for Holy Mass here at Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join again tomorrow at noon central for the Holy Sacrifice and the Mass. Please be sure to join Father Rocky this evening at 7 p.m. central for the Family Rosary across America. And coming up next, please join Cale Clark for the Faith Explained. The Lord be with you. Bow down for the blessing. May your right hand, we ask, O Lord, protect this people that makes entreaty to you. Graciously purify them and give them instruction, that finding solace in this life, they may reach the good things to come. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down on you and remain with you forever. Amen. Go in peace. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. And we conclude by praying the prayer for the National Eucharistic Revival. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. I beg pardon for those who do not believe, nor adore, nor hope, nor love you. Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I adore you profoundly. I offer you the most precious body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, present in all the tabernacles of the world, in reparation for the outrages, sacrileges, and indifference by which he is offended. And through the infinite merits of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I beg of you the conversion of sinners. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.